You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
And I'm excited for part three. So let me pray and we will jump in now. All right. Well, Father, I just thank you for our union with Jesus. I thank you that it's a reality that we can enjoy 24/7. And so, Father, we just settle in. We settle in to our union with Jesus right now, Father. We thank you that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus. And because Jesus is in us, that means the fullness of the Godhead is dwelling in us. I mean, that is a mind-blowing reality, Father, and one that we are not aware of enough. And so, Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that you would flood our perception, that you would flood our understanding, that we would be elevated to that position where we are complete, we are perfect, we are holy, we are innocent, and we are seated in heavenly places right this very minute. Father, open up our spiritual perception. Father, enlighten the eyes of our understanding so that we can understand and know this hope of our calling, this place where we are seated. And Father, I pray that we would begin to interact with heaven's economy and heaven's reality like never before, Father. I thank you that lack is just an illusion of the material realm, and that you have the wisdom, you have the strategies that we need so that we can co-create with you the manifestation of heaven's reality on earth. Father, I thank you that this is a series that you have ordained at this moment in time for us, because there is more that you want us to experience. There is more supernatural provision than we can shake a stick at. I thank you, Father, that there's more to receive. There is revelation to be had. There is vision correction to receive. There is perceptional filters to be upgraded, Father. There is judgment capabilities that operate from discernment rather than human analytical capacity. And so we just yield. We yield our members. We yield our body as a living sacrifice. And Father, we say, do what you want to do in us, what you want to do through us, and what you want to do as us. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, awesome, you guys. This is a pretty intense, you know, and deep series. I've had some really positive feedback from people that this is probably some of the deepest teachings they've ever had on Kingdom Economics. And frankly, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of this topic. I feel like we could spend probably months on this topic because of just the depth of programming that we have received under the illusion of separation and in the world system. And so I am super excited that you guys are getting so much out of it, but I also am, like, you know, holding this with a little bit of reverence because I feel like we're just literally barely scratching the surface. But we will be spirit led as we go through each one of these episodes, and I will hear from the Lord about how to best partner with him so that we can continue to grow and expand and elevate in our consciousness of Christ and our consciousness of unlimited resources and limitless living. So anywho, let's hop in today to our foundation scripture once again, that's coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I really love 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know what? I love the Bible. Let's just be honest. I love scripture. But I was talking to my Emerge folks yesterday, and I was talking about, you know, how I read the Bible. And I don't want to get sidetracked here, but I'll tell you, I read the Bible for quality, not quantity, meaning that I will take a scripture like our foundation scripture here, and I will chew on it. I will meditate on it, because there is so much revelation in just a single scripture when it's God breathed, right? I mean, the words of God are alive, right? These are living letters. Jesus is called the Word for a reason. And so I encourage you, as we go through this series, you know, to plant yourself in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to start reading again today in the same place that I've been starting, I think, in verse 9. But our foundation scripture is actually verse 12. But let me start reading it again. It says, "This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine, These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers, okay? These are the things that God has in store for us. These are mysteries, right? These are things that literally, humanly, we do not even have the capacity to imagine, right? We can't hear these out of our humanness. We can't understand these out of, separation from God or out of, our normal, natural capabilities. No, we have to have revelation. And these things are so far beyond what we can think, what we can ask, what we can imagine. And so it takes revelation. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to understand all of the things that God has in store, all of the things that heaven has lavished upon us, right? This is a supernatural revelation of the kingdom of God. And so this is a beautiful description of just the incredible inheritance that we have in Christ. It's beyond things that we've heard in the past. Like there's something new that we haven't heard, and it's beyond our ability to imagine. So that, I don't know if that gets you excited, but it gets me excited. And what gets me excited about it is verse 10, because here's what God says about that. It says, but God now unveils these profound realities to us by his Spirit. Okay, I'm reading the Passion Translation. It says, yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit who constantly explores all things. Okay, you guys, this is about the access that we have to the heart and the mind of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reveals to us these mysteries, these profound realities, these things that we don't have the capacity to imagine, that things that we've never, ever heard of before, right? The Holy Spirit is the access point to the very mind and the heart of God. And this is incredible. What a great gift you are in our lives, Holy Spirit. Let's just take a moment and acknowledge that, right? Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for your role and your power and your ability to transmit and teach and help us understand the profound realities of the things that belong to us in Christ. Thank you so much, right? And then it goes into this description about the Holy Spirit in verse 11. It says, after all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit, right? So who can know the Father's heart? Who can know these profound realities except God's very own Spirit? And it says, and that's the Spirit we've been given, you guys, the Spirit that lives inside of God, the Spirit that knows everything about God. It's incredible. In verse 11, it says, after all, it says, so it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. In verse 12, here's our foundation scripture. It says, for we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Isn't that just a powerful group of scriptures that really, it's like you can just sit there and meditate on that and think, oh my gosh, what do I not know? What have I not imagined? Holy Spirit, expand my understanding. Show me things that I've never seen or heard. Show me the Father's heart. Show me these things that I haven't been able to imagine on my own, but you, with you, I can imagine them, right? What a beautiful prayer. Because here's the thing, we have received the very Spirit of God, and the very Spirit of God is not the spirit of this world, right? So there are two very different spirits in operation here, the spirit of the world and the spirit of God. And there are two very different access points to wisdom and to knowledge, right? There is human wisdom, there is human knowledge. I mean, in fact, there is sensual wisdom, right? There is demonic wisdom. There's all of this, you know, kind of non-revelatory wisdom that's based on analysis, that's based on human reasoning, that's based on the illusion of separation, that's based on the old identity, that's based on the fallen pattern of the world system. Like there's all of this so-called wisdom that originates from man. And then there's the true spirit of God, which has a completely different agenda, has a completely different way of thinking, has a completely different way of perceiving, right? God's thoughts are higher than human thoughts. His ways are higher than human ways. And we have been given this very spirit that is inside of God, the very Spirit of God, right? Why? It says here, so that we can know, so that we can come to understand, not just understand though, and also experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And I just think that this foundation scripture is worth spending some time with you guys, because it is the Holy Spirit that is our teacher. It is the Holy Spirit that is the strategist, yes, in the area of economics. It is the Holy Spirit that sees it all, that knows it all, not just God's heart and God's thoughts and the things that we aren't able to imagine, but he also sees everything that's going on inside of us, everything that's going on in our circumstances, everything that is going on in the world. So can we just take a moment this morning and acknowledge the Holy Spirit, right? There's a beautiful scripture in Proverbs, I think it's 3:5, that says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Just acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your paths. And so there is an aspect of our understanding that we need to set aside when we are operating in the kingdom of God. And the acknowledgement of the Holy Spirit is how we are to live. We are to be led by the Spirit. And so the kingdom of God, the economic system of the kingdom, is a Spirit-led system. Okay, it is not a system that we reason ourselves in. It is not into or out of, right? It's not natural. It is a supernatural impartation and a supernatural understanding of the thoughts of God, of the ways of God. And from that understanding, we begin to experience the things that we have not heard, the things that we have not been able to imagine, the things that have been freely lavished upon us through the finished work that Jesus accomplished in at Calvary and through his resurrection. So that's just, you know, a little bit about, you know, diving into this scripture. And again, it's not the quantity of scripture we read, it's the revelation and the conversation of what we read and the revelation that we get out of this scripture. So meditating on it, asking the Holy Spirit for this. I mean, pressing in to say, I want to see the things that I haven't been able to imagine. I want to hear the things that I haven't ever heard. I want to understand what has been lavished upon me in Christ. I want to understand and experience everything that grace has already provided, right? So there's a way to enter into even the scripture, right? To step into. I want to understand the Spirit that has been given to me. I want to understand how that differs from the spirit of the world. I don't want to operate in the world system, right? I don't want to be conformed to the pattern of this age. I don't want to be conformed to this human pattern, this fallen identity, this fallen system. No, I want to be transfigured. I want to understand and know and experience everything that Jesus paid the greatest price for me to experience, right? So there's an invitation here, you guys, to enter into a conversation with the Holy Spirit and to actually ask for revelation and to ask for imaginations and to ask for things that you've never heard of before, right? And so this is really the foundational component of how we operate in kingdom economics. It is a Spirit-led system. It is a revelation-driven system. It is a way of spiritually perceiving the kingdom, which is an invisible reality that contains all of heaven, that contains all of the provision. It contains an entirely new operating system for how we are to function in the earth, not just as human beings, but as sons of God. And so there's an invitation when I read these scriptures, right? It's not just for me to just, blab out a scripture and be like, okay, now let's teach on something. No, this is an invitation, you guys, into a system that is not the world system, not a flesh-based, not a loss-based system, not a sin-conscious-based system, not a separation-conscious-based system, not a lack-based conscious system. This is a completely different reality. It's a completely different level of perception and understanding. And it takes the Holy Spirit to transmit that to us so that we can understand it and we can experience it. And I believe that God is using this podcast to teach you, if nothing else, as a diving off spot, that you can dive into your deeper revelation. God knows your circumstances. God knows the balances on your balance sheet. God knows the balances in your bank account. God knows the calling on your life. God knows that he's called you to do something you can't afford. God's calling you to do things that in the natural, it looks impossible to do. But the Holy Spirit has the wisdom, has the strategy, has the spiritual perception and the imagination and the knowledge and the words that we need to hear so that we we can experience that and so that we can step into that and we can live in the reality of the kingdom rather than under and controlled by a fallen world system. So, you know, throughout this series, I have been doing a compare and contrast between the world system and the kingdom system. And I still have gotten through about half of that list. And I still have some other things that I want to cover today. But I don't want to review everything, but I do want to talk about it and from a high level. So I'm just going to just, you know, bullet point this down this list really quick to catch us up. So I said in the world system, we serve money. But in the kingdom, money serves us, right? In the kingdom, we are the master of money. And in the world, we are the slave to money. Okay. It's completely different systems. I said that the world system operates from a separated perception, a separated from God perception, and that the kingdom of God operates from a union with Jesus perception. All right. I said that in the world system, we are independent. We are responsible. We are the source of our provision. And in the kingdom, we are dependent. God is the source of provision. I said the world system is characterized by striving, but the kingdom of God is characterized by governance, right? We are governing the new creation versus striving to create something inside of time that doesn't exist. Okay. I said that lack and scarcity is kind of the drive of the world system. It's a fear-based driven system. It's the fear of running out. It's the fear of the future. It's a fear-driven system. And I said that in the kingdom of God, it is a, not a scarcity or a lack based system, but it is an abundance based system, right? It is a finished work system. It's that everything has already been provided. It is not a do something system. It's a done system, right? It's not a do, it's a done. I said that in the world system, we operate out of survival mode, but in the kingdom, we operate out of rest and peace. Okay. I said that in the world system, we're an orphan, right? It's not an inheritance-based system. It's a work-based system. It's a trade time for dollars-based system. But in the kingdom, it's an inheritance. We are heirs. We are heirs of God. And so it's based on something that is not on our own merit or our own toil or our own hard work. It's literally based by our association and our namesake as a child of God, as an heir of God, as a royal offspring, as a son of God, and also a bride married to the King of Kings. So this is not a merit-based system or a toil-based system. This is an inheritance space system. We are not a slave like the world system. We are an heir. I also said that the world system operates off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So it operates out of independent judgment, where we are the judge of good. We are the judge of evil. It's a sin consciousness system. It's an independent judgment apart from God. It's not discernment. It's evaluation, human evaluation. But in the kingdom, it's a system of discernment. It's a system where God is the judge. It's where we hear and we do. It's where God is actually the source of discernment and judgment. Okay. I talked about how it's toil and hard work in the world system, but in the kingdom, it's supernatural, right? It's supernatural when Jesus asked Peter to go and get his money for his taxes in the fish's mouth. It was supernatural when they caught nothing all night, toiled all night and caught nothing. And then all of a sudden there was a great catch, right? It's supernatural provision. It is taking, blessing the bread and seeing it feed the bread and fish and seeing it feed multitudes when in the natural, there was scarcity and lack. So there is a supernatural component, or it operates supernaturally above the world system, above the limitations of the natural realm. And that's a really important difference. In the world system, you earn success. Okay. You are striving to be successful. You are earning promotions. But in the kingdom, you are already successful because of your association in Christ. In the kingdom, you've already been promoted. How much more promoted can you be than seated in heavenly places at the right hand of God inside of God, right? There is no higher place of promotion. You've already been promoted. Okay. You earn approval, but in the kingdom, you already are approved. You are the responsible one in the world system, right? You're responsible for getting results. But in the kingdom, God is responsible, right? He's the fruit bearer. You're the branch, but the fruit may flow through you, but you are not the source of the fruit. Okay. You are a channel for the fruit. In the world system, your source is not God. Okay. So your source is going to be your job. It's going to be your bank account. It's going to be your credit score. It's going to be some other determining factor of what you have access to or don't have access to, or what you can do or not do versus God, right? You're going to make decisions based upon your bank account. You're going to make decisions based upon, you know, what the bank says. You're going to make decision. And I'm just going to compare and contrast. Okay. I'm not even going to go into that as much, but you know, what's leading you? What is your source? Is it numbers on a spreadsheet, or is your source God? He's not only responsible, but he's also the very source. Okay. In the world system, I said it's fear driven, but it's really around a fear of loss, right? It's under the guise that if I give something, I'm going to have less, versus in the kingdom, it's a faith-based system of multiplication, right? It's not about subtraction. It's about exponential increase. And it's about the truth that it is impossible to run out. Okay. The world system, there's fear of running out. In the kingdom system, it's impossible to run out. The world system is characterized by scarcity and competition. All right. In the kingdom, it's around abundance and sharing and generosity. In the world system, you are a slave. In the kingdom, you are an owner. All right. In the world system, it's all about control and manipulation, right? But in the kingdom, it's about divine flow and alignment. Okay. In the world system, it's conditional. It's conditional based upon your performance and it's earned. But in the kingdom, it's based on it's unconditional, unmerited, and it's all grace. It's based on your association with Christ. In the world system, the value is on productivity and results. But in the kingdom, the value is on people. The value is on you. The value is on others. In the world system, self-reliance and self-responsibility, being a self-made millionaire or self-made, you know, man or woman is king. But in the kingdom, Jesus is king, right? It's not about self-exaltation or self-promotion or self-image, right? It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. In the world system, we make fear-based decisions. In the kingdom, we make peaceful decisions. In the world system, it's all about what's externally going on, right? It's external control. But in the kingdom, it's about self-control and it's about wisdom flowing from the Holy Spirit. The world system operates through pressure. The kingdom operates through freedom from pressure and external control. It's not about coercing something into somebody into something. It's about someone being led peacefully and through freedom. Your identity in the world system comes from your education, your title, your income, your net worth. But in the kingdom, your identity comes through Christ. You're a son and you're an heir. In the world system, it's all about stewarding something to be blessed. In the kingdom, you already own it all. So there's nothing to earn to be blessed. There's nothing to, you're just simply stewarding the resources of God in union with God. So therefore it's really God that's doing the stewarding. In the world system, the love of money is the root of all evil. In the kingdom, obviously we're not loving money, and money is perceived as just neutral. It's perceived as just energetic. It's perceived as an exchange of value. It's just a tool for blessing. Okay. In the world system, money can be stolen, markets can crash, and the systems can be shaken. But in the kingdom, provision cannot be stolen, right? You cannot steal, nothing can steal your inheritance in Christ. All right. And the world system is governed from earth. The kingdom of God is governed from eternity. In the world system, we chase money. And in the kingdom, we establish the rule and reign of God and the new creation. So anyway, that I just wanted to get through that list. It's taken me 3 episodes to get through that list. And honestly, again, you can see how we could go deeper into every single one of those items. It is a huge, huge difference between the world system and God's economy. And so I would encourage you to do your own study on each of those things and really get revelation from the Holy Spirit on the difference between how the kingdom of God operates and what the economies of heaven look like and what the economies of the earth and what the world system looks like. All right. So one of the things that I wanted to go in today was some practical things. Okay. The first thing that I want you to know is that the Holy Spirit is actively involved in breaking your dependence on the world system. And he is actively involved in breaking cycles of fear, lack, and hustle. Okay, he is coming into our lives. Okay, I keep saying he, but Holy Spirit is also characterized as wisdom as a woman as well, right? You can say Holy Spirit is the comforter, the teacher. Sometimes I like to call her Mama Spirit, but the point is the teacher is here to break cycles of fear, lack, and hustle. Right? The Holy Spirit is wanting us to step into the realm of financial dominance, of peace, and of divine abundance. And all of this flows out of a revelation of our union with Jesus. All of this flows from a place of union-based governance over matters of provision and matters of financial, matters of financial matters. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is the key to how we operate in union with Jesus. You know, if you go back and evaluate every miracle that Jesus did in his earthly ministry, you could actually characterize every single one of those miracles as a gift of the Holy Spirit, whether that was a word of knowledge, whether that was a word of wisdom, whether that was a prophetic word, a gift of healing, the working of miracles. Like I could go through all 9 of the gifts. And if you had the 9 gifts laid beside you, and you went through every miracle that Jesus did, you would see the operation of the gift, a gift of the Spirit, one or many, in the particular miracle, in the supernatural aspect of how Jesus was operating. And the question is, are we operating in the gifts of the Spirit as it relates to our, into the world system and to our finances and to our provision and to our decisions? Are we operating with foreknowledge? Do we know what's happening, what's coming in the world? Do we have the foresight that maybe Joseph had when the Holy Spirit said there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and you need to store up in the plenty for the famine? I mean, we have access to foreknowledge. We have access to the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus knew the times and the seasons that he was operating in. Jesus knew when it wasn't his time, and he knew when it was. And he was led by the Holy Spirit because he was on a mission with God within time to redeem mankind. And so there was this synchronization of time with heaven's blueprints and heaven's plans in the natural earth. And so we have access to this, and we have access to it supernaturally. So what is the strategy? What is God leading you into in this season? And I could ask, what investments are you being led to? Assignments for work are you being led into? Are we in alignment with our assignment? And are we receiving the instruction of the Holy Spirit to walk us through whatever seasons are not just happening in our own lives, but the things that are happening around us? You know, when I go back to the Israelites and I think about them leaving Egypt and going into the promised land, I think that that is a shadow. Obviously, it has a lot to do with Christ and you know, redeeming us from the curse and you know, the process of mind renewal and possessing the promise of obviously not a physical land, but the kingdom of heaven and possessing what heaven has provided for us. But I think it is a really good prophetic picture, not only of what Jesus has accomplished, but also how we come out of the world system. Right. I think that we all begin, you know, like the Israelites did. I mean, unless you're, you know, even if you're born into wealth, you doesn't just because you have money doesn't mean that you're operating in kingdom economics. But we all come into the world under this system, under the slave based systems where we are slave to money. And, you know, as we come out of that world system and we, you know, we, most of us enter into this time where we are learning to trust God. And, you know, even if it's an 8-day journey, meaning it shouldn't take that long for us to get it, many of us wander in that place of God is not fully our source yet for many, many, many years. And so there is a process that the Holy Spirit uses to break the cycles of fear, lack, and hustle, and break the sources that we are relying on that are not God. And this is a time in our lives where we are living supernaturally on miracles. And if you've never been put into a situation, in a financial situation, that if God doesn't show up, that you're going to, you know, really, really get in serious consequences, well, then I want to say that you probably have not yet entered into that season in your life where God is your source and your only source, you know? And in that season, where you are in that season of learning to trust God, I mean, I remember Joyce Meyer talking about it many years ago when I was sitting in one of her conferences, and she was talking about how she had to learn to believe God for dish towels, you know? And that just stuck with me. It stuck with me because, you know, she said it was the same faith and the same trust in God that she had to believe for dish towels that she was now using for multi-million dollar budget, weekly budget, I believe, you know, just for her ministry to operate. Okay, that's a ministry example. But the point is, I mean, we are going through a process of learning to trust that God is who he says he is, and unhook from self-reliance, and unhook from fear, and unhook from cycles of lack. And so that season where we are learning to, you know, what in fact we are relying on besides God is a spirit-led process for every single person, right? It is not a principle that we just follow because we heard somebody else teach on it, right? God knows where we're starting. God knows what we're afraid of. God knows what we rely on other than him. God knows how we were programmed into self-reliance and lack and scarcity and separation. And he also knows how to renew our minds. And he also knows how to show up with what we need when we need it, when, you know, at the exact moment that we need it. You know, in the wilderness, they were fed by supernatural bread, right? Manna poured down every single day. And God gave them specific instructions. Don't gather more than what you need for today. And because of scarcity and lack, they'd go out there and they would gather more because they were afraid of running out or starving. And so while we are not in a physical wilderness, you know, eating manna right now, there is a time where God leads us into this place where he becomes the source. I mean, Jesus said, you know, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in the wilderness, what surfaced for the Israelites is that they thought they were grasshoppers. They thought they were powerless. They saw themselves as victims. They accused Moses of, you know, different things. They accused God of bringing them out into the wilderness to kill them. They didn't understand the nature of God. And they were really being proven in that season of what do they actually believe. All that unbelief was coming up. But God was also leading them by fire in the day. In the night, and by a cloud during the day. And he was leading them step by step into abundance. He was leading them step by step through confronting the things in their hearts that kept them from experiencing abundance, right? Caleb and Joshua were like, let's go up at once. We're well able to, you know, to possess it. But those other 10 spies were like, oh, no, there's giants in the land and they are more mighty than we. They're more mightier than we are. We're grasshoppers. And the way they saw themselves is how the giants perceived them. And it kept them wandering in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief, because of their wrong belief. They had more faith in their inability. They had more faith in themselves not being able to overcome something, which is the giants, than they did in God's ability to provide and supernaturally deliver them and possess the land. I mean, here, this was after they had been supernaturally brought out of Egypt. This was after they had seen miracle after miracle, miracle after miracle, where they were in the wilderness. And the reality of it is that we all, when we first, you know, come out of the world system, are not trusting God. We have been trained in slavery. We have been trained in self-reliance. We have been trained in lack and scarcity, where you just work for Pharaoh, and no matter how hard you work, it seems like conditions get worse, right? They're going to remove the straw. You know, you're going to have to make more with less. It's just a program that, I mean, we have been really, really steeped in that stuff. And so we don't despise the process of unhooking off of that system, although it is not easy, right? It was not easy when I walked out of my corporate job and didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. And, you know, and then I sold my condo in the city and then, you know, went and lived in someone's extra bedroom. Like these were drastic steps that I was taking, spirit-led steps, by the way. I'm not telling anybody to quit their job. I'm not telling anybody to sell their house. I'm saying these were spirit-led steps that God took me through along my path to deliver me from having any inferior source other than Him. And this is a journey that we all go on. And the timing of the Holy Spirit is so important, because the Holy Spirit knows what we're ready for, and knows how to lead us. And the Holy Spirit's the only one that knows how to lead us. And so it's not about following principles, it's about following a person. And that process that we are all in of breaking cycles of fear and lack and hustle and partnering with the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God for supernatural strategies so that we can live the way that Jesus did, right, is a personalized prescription for each of us. But I'm sharing it today because it can be a difficult season when you are, you know, the old system is still ruling and the new revelation hasn't yet taken root. And you're kind of out here in the walking on the water, and you're not even supposed to be out on the water in the natural. You know, so I just want to share that, because I know that some of you that are listening are right in the middle of that season where God is basically proving Himself to be a reliable source. And He is uprooting the image that Egypt, the image that the world system has imprinted in you. And I just want to confirm that if that is you, that you're not doing anything wrong, that the Holy Spirit led you into this place to uproot the lies that you have believed about the way that provision happens. And there is supernatural wisdom. There are supernatural strategies that the Holy Spirit will lead you into. And I can tell you, in my own life, it has happened over and over and over again. And many of them seemed foolish to me, foolish to others. And frankly, I mean, you know, it has taken a level of intimacy with God and a level of surrender to God to be able to work through that process with God. And that is a valid thing in the maturation of sons of God, because every place that we have in our lives trusted in something besides God, the Holy Spirit is going to work with you to deliver you from that and to set you free from that. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing, knows the will of the Father, knows the Holy Spirit, knows the plan of God, knows the agenda of God for our lives. And so steps of faith that we are led to take, nobody else may understand. Nobody, because why? God's not talking to them about that supernatural strategy, but He's talking to you about that supernatural strategy. This is like Jesus said in Matthew 11:27 in the Message translation, this is a unique Father and Son, Father and Daughter operation coming out of Father and Son, Father and Daughter intimacies and knowledge. This ultimately is all about intimacy with God. I heard Graham Cook say one time that every trial, every tribulation is actually about intimacy with God. It's about a revelation of God as source. It's about a revelation of God's nature and God's character. It's also about a revelation of who you are. And coming out of the world system also means you're coming out of the illusion of separation. And so being established in your union with God, being established in your identity, being established in, you know, these aspects are key, because I wrote this down even in this description here. I said, if you want to unlock God's economy, here's how money responds. Money responds to identity. Money responds to divine wisdom and alignment. It's not just about hard work, right? It's about, do you know who you are? Really everything is always about, do you know who you are? Do you know what belongs to you? Are you operating out of the reality of truth? Or are you under the illusion and the deception of being someone that you're not, right? And there will be many accusations that you deal with in this season, right? There's going to be accusations that, you know what, you're not a good steward. There are going to be accusations that you do need to do something other than what God has led you to do. There's going to be accusations from people who are still under the world system and look at you like you are irresponsible and foolish. And you are going to have to respond to those accusations hidden in Christ. And you're going to have to develop an independence, not just from the world system, but independence from other people's opinions. Whoa. And this is a delicate matter. This is a matter of maturity and a matter of discernment. And it is a matter of intimacy with God. So, beloved, as we wrap this up today, I just wanted to say that because if you are, and I just talked about the folks, you know, they're kind of going through this unhooking process, going through this process where it's being revealed that other things besides the Spirit are the things that are driving you, are the things that are controlling you, whether that's a false sense of responsibility or where that's an image, a self-image that feels unworthy or feels unqualified or is entertaining, you're entertaining accusations against yourself because of sin, because of past mistakes. And so you are unable to govern because you are still operating in the wrong self-image and you are operating in the wrong image of God, which is really what the wilderness was about for the Israelites. They had a grasshopper image and they didn't understand who God was and that he was a supernatural provider, deliverer, and that he was able to do and provide what was needed for them to fulfill their destiny. So, beloved, I think the highlight of today is don't be alarmed when you are walking through a season with God where the things that you are trusting in other than God start to be brought into the light so that you can see them. It is not to punish you. It is not to condemn you. It is to set you free. And that is the beautiful thing about the truth of the Holy Spirit, because the truth comes with grace, right? God is not asking you to renew your own mind. God is not asking you to do something independent from him. No, God is simply leading you into the light so that you can see his character and you can see who you really are. And you can begin to believe in your union with God, be led by the Spirit, and get free from manipulation and control. And frankly, the system of this world and the opinions of other people. And this is not a one-time thing. This is a work of the Holy Spirit in our lives until we are operating in sonship, until we are governing the wealth of God, until we have heard enough things that ear hasn't heard, and we've imagined enough truth that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us to where until it becomes true for us. And it's embodied in us, right? Our union becomes embodied, our inheritance becomes embodied, and we become a governor of economics rather than a slave to the world's system. So, beloved, that's all I have time for today. But I just pray that this series is blessing you and that you are spending the time that you need to really dive into it scripturally, to chew on the things that I'm saying, to pray about it, to seek the Lord about it. God has a supernatural solution to whatever problem we find ourselves in. The real problem I feel like that we only have is a wisdom problem. And many times that's a hearing problem, you know, and when we are being led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will provide the wisdom that we need when we need it, because he said, just ask. If anyone lacks wisdom, just let them ask. Ask for wisdom and you won't get in trouble for asking. God's not going to fault you for asking. I need help. I need wisdom. And I think it's pretty awesome that my word of the year this year is wisdom. And I'm telling you, it's requiring a level of wisdom. This year is requiring a level of wisdom that I've never operated in before. And it's requiring a level of dependence upon God, frankly, that I have never operated in before. And hey, I think I've operated in a pretty good level of dependence upon God. But there's always more. There's always more wisdom. There's always more to govern. There's always more increase. There's always more revelation. There's always more to understand and to operate in. there's more influence, there's more impact, there's more trust, there's more of that. And it's not something that we develop in a vacuum or that we are responsible for developing on our own. We are in the school of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to teach us, the Holy Spirit is going to transform us, the Holy Spirit is going to renew our mind, and He is going to lead us through whatever set of circumstances we have, and the Holy Spirit is going to show us where the provision is in that circumstance, and we are going to be led by God into the fullness of experiencing and understanding all that heaven has lavished upon us. So God bless you guys. I'm loving this series so far. I hope that you are too. And we will not be with each other next week. I should make this note. I don't know when this is going to be released on the podcast, but if you're watching this live, next week is spring break for me and my family. So I will be taking a break, but I will come back the week after and we will be diving into this. And I believe I'm not totally settled on what my topic is going to be for Elevate. That'll be released next week, although the live training won't be the following week. But I am thinking, just because I know the Lord, that there's going to be some aspect of this topic linked in to our Elevate topic for the month. This is just too rich and God is too far on it right now for it not to be. So I don't know. I'll be seeking the Lord, you know, for the remainder of this week and getting that together for next week's release. But if you are not a part of Elevate, I really encourage you to jump in. All right. That is a place where we can dive deep on these topics. And there's a lot of powerful content already in Elevate. I mean, I don't even know how many months now. At least 18 months, maybe more, of content that is in there. And this is deep revelation. It's union-based content. It's consciousness, Christ consciousness content. And it is absolutely, if you want to dive deep with me into this, these types of topics, and you want to get coaching from me on these types of topics as you walk through life circumstances and walk through this unplugging and whatever it is else that you're going through, Elevate is the place to connect. And if you're ready to, you know, find your life purpose or whatever, then Emerge is where you connect. If you're ready to actually start prospering on the economy of heaven in your purpose, then Emerge is the place to connect. So you can always message me on Facebook or always send us an email at info@shalise.com if you aren't sure how you want to connect. There's information on my website about these programs. There's one on Money Matters, which is a test drive of an Emerge lesson. There's Hearing God on Demand. So there's resources out there for you. And I encourage you to connect where the Holy Spirit is leading you to connect so that you can just accelerate in your transformation, accelerate in your revelation, and accelerate in your growth and governance. So God bless you guys. Have a blessed day. And we will see you in a little while, in a week or so. Okay. Love you much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalise's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalise's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalise's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.